Good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of Talk of the Town. I am Jason Allen, and today we're joined by the Salvation Army, Lieutenant Ashley Luzader, and John is also here with us from the Salvation Army. So first off, just thank you two for being here with us on Talk of the Town today.
Well, thanks for inviting us and allowing us to come and to share with the community of Ridgeway.
Of course, and it is another year for the Salvation Army, and this is about the time of the year we always like to get together and talk about all the good stuff that's going on with the Salvation Army. And we'll start with you. Z is what they call you, Lieutenant Luzader, right? Z?
Yes, they call me Lieutenant Z.
Lieutenant Z? Okay, yes. Perfect. This is your third year here, right?
Yes, this is my third Christmas. I can't believe it. I feel like I just got here yesterday, but it's 3 years now.
That's pretty neat. Now, how does it work? For those who maybe aren't familiar with the Salvation Army, I mean, how long are you in an area? How does that whole process there work? I want to start with that.
Well, I could be here. I have no idea. It's really up to the leadership of the Salvation Army in our territorial headquarters, which is out of New York. I know people who have been at an appointment for 6 weeks or up to 15 years. It just really depends on different factors, what's going on in their community, if they're needed somewhere else with their skills and talents, if there's health issues and they say they need to be closer to a larger city where they have the doctors that can help them, so they'll move them. If there's just multiple reasons why someone can be moved, if you're not doing well in that community for whatever reason, children, they try to keep, families in their school system while the kid is, like, if they enter into high school in that year, then they try to keep them there for the duration until they graduate high school, because it's not fun moving into a new community your senior year. Right. You have no friends and high school is tough enough, so they try not to move you then. But if they might move you if you're getting married and you need to, obviously you need to be with your spouse wherever they are.
What?
Yeah. So, because you can't really, your spouse can't be in New York and you be in Ohio. That'd be long distance relationships are hard, but I don't know about a long distance marriage. That might not work so well. There's multiple reasons why someone might move, and you can be wherever you are for however long they see fit.
Now, is this your first assignment here in Ridgeway?
This is. I was commissioned in 2014, walked across the stage, found out I was coming to Ridgeway, and I've been here ever since. So this is my first appointment.
What do you like about the area so far? In 3 years, you got a pretty good assessment on the area.
What I like about the community here is that they love each other. They're very supportive of one another, very supportive of the work that the Salvation Army does. If we go to them and request something, they're usually pretty good about supporting us. And there's just a unity among the community. People love being here. I hear a lot of times I moved away to go to college and I worked my first job for a couple of years and then I moved back. So the people just love their own town. And when you love your own town, there's just something about that that makes you drawn to that. It makes you feel, you just like it too.
Right. Now, John, what is your involvement with the Salvation Army?
Well, I've been a volunteer for about 5 years, and I usually help out around the buildings or maybe, like maintenance. I take care of the van. But then I became one of the kettle managers, a few years ago. So usually whatever I'm asked, I try to do what I can, so.
Now, how'd you get involved?
One day I ended up wandering in there for help myself. And the officers there at the time made me felt very welcome, So I ended up kind of hanging out and talking to people down there, and then I just started showing up once in a while to help, maybe unload a truck or, they started, asking me, oh, why don't you just come down tomorrow and maybe you can, put those shelves together for us and things like that. So then I just became a part of the whole unit, so I just kind of stuck around.
Cool.
So.
Now, I know we want to talk about this traveling gold kettle, and we'll get there in a minute, but I want to look back at the past year. What is your assessment of how the past year has been for the Salvation Army?
Oh, my. There's a lot that's been going on at our local Salvation Army. We have new youth programs going on, we were able to hire a youth ministry coordinator who, because of all of the donations we've been able to receive throughout the last few years, we've been able to budget into our budget money to hire someone who can work with the youth and work with the community to just find out what our community needs that we can help, you know, help them with. And so we were able to hire somebody to do that. And she has started two youth groups. So we're getting a lot of children through our doors who are getting, you know, something to eat, and they're having a fun, safe place to go and just be a kid and to hear about Jesus, which we find to be most important, you know. Yeah, we're just helping more people and getting more people through the door with food assistance and utility assistance and just all kinds of stuff.
Right. Now, the Salvation Army, for maybe those who are not very familiar with it, it's first and foremost a church, am I right?
Yes, it is. It was started as a church, yes. And then we have all the other stuff that we help out with as well, so yeah.
All right, let's talk about this Gold Kettle campaign. Now, everyone's familiar with the Red Kettle, but there's this traveling gold kettle coming to a location near you. So yes. I just want to know, what is the Gold Kettle and where did this idea come from?
Well, the Gold Kettle is a smaller version of the Red Kettle, and it sits on top of a countertop. And I have a friend who I went through the Salvation Army Seminary with who actually, she does this in the Corps that she is stationed at. And she was telling me about it one day, and I said, oh my goodness, that's such a great idea. And for a small community like this, it might work. And so John, our kettle coordinator, he went around and talked to different locations and got people to agree to participate. And so what it's gonna do, this traveling gold kettle will travel to different locations and be there for a week from a Saturday afternoon to a Saturday morning. And then, so whichever location raises the most money while the kettle is at their location, at the end of the time, we'll receive a plaque to hang in their location with a little bit of bragging rights to say that they were the winner of the traveling gold kettle.
Right. Now let's talk about the different places. If someone's got a particular place in mind that they want to make sure is the winner, where's the gold kettle? Where has it been? Because I know it's already been out. Where is it going and what all do we have there?
Yeah, November 12th through the 19th, it will be at the West End grocery store.
Okay, so that if you miss the West End, too late. You got to move on to the next area.
You'll have to check out the next place. So November 19th through the 26th, it will be at Patalano's Place too. So the pizza shop right down there on Main Street. And then
in Ridgeway.
In Ridgeway, yes. Sorry, in Ridgeway. And then moving from there to go to Mystic Boutique and Casual Elegance from November 26th through December 3rd.
And where is that?
And Mystic Boutique is also on Main Street in Ridgeway, just up the way from Patalano's.
Yeah, it's right beside Two Scoops.
Yeah. So then once it leaves Mystic Boutique, it's going to go over to Two Scoops right next door, which is actually right next door to the Salvation Army, which is next door to Dollar General. So if you know where all those are, you'll be able to find one. And so it'll be at Two Scoops December 3rd through the 10th. And then once it leaves that yummy place, it's going to go on over to Northwest Bank from the 10th through the 17th. And that's all these locations are downtown Ridgeway.
Okay. So just 1 week at each location.
Yes.
And the winner gets an award, a plaque for having the most money raised.
Yeah. And they also have that, you know, while it's a fun competition, it's also helping people in our own community. Mm-hmm. All the money that we raise, whether it be in a Red Kettle or in the Gold Kettle, stays right here in Ridgeway and helps those folks here in Elk County. So all of Elk County will be helped with the money that people put into a kettle.
Go ahead.
No, it's 100%. You know, some places say that a nonprofit will gain, say you give me a dollar and it's 60-40 or whatever. It's the whole dollar stays here.
You know,
you put money in a kettle, it stays in Elk County to help whatever we need to, you know, help the community with. So, I mean, it's, you know.
If somebody wanted to visualize this whole schedule, is there a place, is there a Facebook page, or is there somewhere somebody could go that they could get the schedule to make sure of the traveling gold kettle, to make sure their favorite place is the winner?
Yes, we have this schedule up on our Facebook page. So if you go onto Facebook and you search the Salvation Army Ridgeway, you'll find it. Like us, and then you can see all of the things that we post on Facebook. We always keep that Facebook page updated with the things that are going on at our location. And then around town, there are flyers. So each location should have a flyer that will have the location information. So check out any of those locations, and you should be able to find it. Or you can call us. And we'll let you know.
And what's your phone number?
772-0485.
All right. Now, just so we're clear, this is not replacing the Red Kettle.
No, this is in addition to the Red Kettles. So it's just another fun way to, you know, raise some money to help people.
It's a whole new idea to just to see, you know, how it goes. And then, like we were talking, maybe next year we'll get another one. We'll get 5 locations in St. Mary's, as well as 5 locations in Ridgeway, to try to, you know, see how it goes, you know, and just maybe just keep going from there, you know.
Yeah. So. Or have 2 in Ridgeway if there are more businesses in Ridgeway who, you know, who want to participate. We can always do another one, and yeah.
Now, what is your whole Salvation Army service area?
We service the whole Elk County area.
Okay.
So you just have to live in Elk County, and we'll help you. Mm-hmm.
Some people don't understand how big Elk County is, you know, so for one Salvation Army unit like us that services the whole Elk County, you know, it's kind of like a step back to think how big this place really is.
Yeah.
So.
Now, the Red Kettle campaign, when did that start?
We started November 12th.
Wow.
So just last Saturday. We started, and we'll run till Christmas Eve. And right now, you can find a kettle at Elk County Foods in Johnsonburg or in Ridgeway. And then over in St. Mary's, we have one at the Save-A-Lot. And then Black Friday, we'll have 2 kettles, one at each store at the Walmart in St. Mary's. And then occasionally, if we have enough people to man one, we like to put one out in front of our location, which is, you know, on Main Street next to Dollar General. Because Dollar General is a huge spot for people to shop. So if we have an extra person to put out there, we like to do that. So unfortunately, we don't have enough people all the time, so we don't get to put someone out there. So if anybody would like to volunteer to stand, you know, they have the easy access of coming into our building, using the bathroom, going, getting a cup of coffee, or just getting warm and going back out. Or even if you want to volunteer anywhere else just for an hour, we'd love to have volunteers. It's good for school, community service hours. Good for families to do, church choirs, you know, bands if you play the saxophone or the guitar or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you can kind of take some of that city, the quote-unquote city feel, and advertise your talents at your kettle,
yes.
Right? You don't have to just stand there and ring the bell
right.
The whole
if
time.
If you can juggle, juggle. If you can dance, dance. If you can, I don't know, whatever
stand
you want
to
do.
Head.
Stand on your head and
yeah,
spin around if you can, whatever.
She had to dance in New York. You were dancing in New York, too.
Yeah, when I was in training, they send all the cadets into New York City. And for those of you who have been into New York City, you know you can't just stand. You're not going to get any attention. People will walk right by you. They won't notice you. So we would play music and dance. And, yeah, you can go on YouTube and search, you know, kettle dancers, and I'm sure you probably won't find me, but you'll find lots of people who are dancing and yeah, just having fun and just raising that money for those who are in need.
You know, but I think that might be a good idea. We should video you dancing at your own kettle and then blow it up all over YouTube.
All right, there you let me know when and where, and I'll be there.
See,
and we get a million hits.
More ideas.
You know,
and you can monetize that now, too. So we talk about all the good you can do for the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Kettle-a-thon, because ultimately it does culminate with that Kettle-a-thon. So when is your Kettle-a-thon this year?
It'll be December 17th. We try to usually hold it the Saturday before the end of Kettles. Kettles is the last day is the 24th, right before Christmas. So it was devised to try to cap off the kettle season by that last, you know, minute. Let's see if we can hit our goal. Our goal is set at 50,000 this year. So we try to be in the community and gain, I don't know, we try to be out as much as we can, so I figured if we could do a kettle-a-thon in front of our place downtown. You know, we could try to raise more money that way.
Sure.
So it started with a thought, and then it just blew right up. So.
Now, last year you had a kettle-a-thon. What was the success like from last year?
It went very well. It was we started it 2 years ago, and it keeps progressing every year. But we've been doing it from about 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and the success rate's very high. It's been working out very well. So we ask a lot of the organizations in town to help us. We do get several donations. And like there, you know, you were saying before, it just feels nice to be in a community that has, you know, so much love that when you go to them, they want to help you, you know, and everybody has such big hearts, you know, and you always hear of how well we try to help the community, and that they're glad that we're here to help serve us out county. We always get donations from like Joey's. They love to donate the donuts, and we have coffee, and we'll have an EDS truck out front, and we just like to, you know, have you come by, hang out. You know, we have Patalano's had pizza last year, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was devised to be in the community. We love to be in the community to help people. So that was like our day to be out on the streets. We were right down the middle of the road collecting money, but we were just inviting people to come down and see us, you know, and see what the Salvation Army is, you know. And so it's been taking off, you know. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. So hopefully we just continue doing it every year, you know, and it's going to be a part of Kettles every year.
Right. So. Now, did you manage to hit your goal last year?
We did, We're very thankful. We had an anonymous large donation towards the end, which actually put us over our kettle goal last year.
And so what was that goal?
Our goal last year, I believe, was about the same, about 50,000.
Okay.
And I think John said 50, but this year our goal is 55. So 55,000.
Bumped it up.
We had to bump it up. You know, there's more people who are in need, mm-hmm. and the more need mm-hmm. there is, the more funds that it takes to help those people. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 55,000 this year. So,
well, let's talk about some of those outreaches. What are the different things that the Salvation Army provides for the community?
Well, we have a food pantry, and that's operation Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 is when our office is open. So anyone who is in need of food can just stop in, and our office manager, case manager, will happily assist them and get them and their family some food. We also do utility assistance, but that has to be a shutoff notice. And we do emergency housing. So like if their house caught on fire or some other type of emergency, we'd be able to put them up in a hotel for a night or two and stuff like that. And then we have our Christmas assistance that we do. Families come in and they sign up for Christmas assistance. So the kids get toys. And then we have Thanksgiving food vouchers that we gave out last week. And then we also will have Christmas vouchers. And so we just do a little bit of everything.
Right.
And then obviously Sunday services for church. And we have Bible study and prayer meeting and youth programs and men's fellowship and women's and, yeah, all kinds of stuff.
And from personal experience, not me personally, but I know people who within the past year have benefited from a number of those services that you guys have provided. Yeah. So I know the community. I think I can speak for the community when I say thank you for the services that you do provide, because there has been an impact in our area just from conversations that I've had with people. So
yeah, well, we're so happy to be able to help. And I did forget to mention one thing. It's a new thing we've been doing, the back to school bash, where kids, you know, get school supplies in a backpack and all kinds of fun. That day is just so much fun. The community this year came together, and we just had a fun time over at the courthouse lawn and did stuff like that. So we're blessed to be able to do the things that we do. You know, I've been putting in lots of hours this week. And I thought back to when my mom would put in 12 hours a day, and she would come home from the factory, and she was miserable and exhausted, and then had to take care of kids. And the last 3 days, I've, you know, had to put in 12 plus hours. And I get home, and I'm smiling. And who does that? Someone who loves their job,
right.
Who loves ministry. And that's what my job is, a ministry. And I'm so blessed to do what I love and to do it with people who love what they do and who love the community and who are just wonderful people. And yeah, there's not many people you'll find who can put in a 12 plus hour day and still be smiling at the end of the day and who are just blessed and love what they do. And so I just thank Elk County for allowing me to live here and to be a part of that and to just change lives and to just better the community.
So hopefully go out, hit the goal, 55,000, and the Kettle-a-thon on December 17th, which I speak from experience when I say, hey, I was there last year. I know it was a whole lot of fun. I think I spent two or three hours.
Give away things on the radio. And just to see the community come together.
It's a great
time. It gives you a good feeling to see everybody together, and we're all, you know, trying to work together to try to get a goal to, so we can help take care of the people. You know?
Right.
And that's why we do what we do, to help people. Mm-hmm. It's not to pat ourselves on the back or to say, oh, look what the Salvation Army did. We do it to help people. And that's why we raise the money. That's why we're out there ringing that annoying bell to help people. So, yeah.
Well, you don't have to pat yourself on the back, but I'll do it for you. How can somebody get involved with the Salvation Army?
They can just call our office, 772-0485. And asked to speak to Lieutenant Z, and then that's me, and we can have a conversation and figure out what kind of help you want to provide. If it's working with children, you just have to have your background clearance done, and if you already have that, just bring in proof of that. If not, we'll provide that for you. We'll get you the paperwork. If it's ringing bells, you can ask for John. He's the one who organizes all of that. And literally, you can stand at our location outside for an hour, or you can go to Save a Lot or Bilo or Elk County Foods, wherever, and you can stand for an hour or two or whatever. Like, if you want to get involved in anything else, just give us a call and we'll help you out.
Yep. Also, make sure to find you guys on Facebook, right?
Yes, find us on Facebook, the Salvation Army Ridgeway.
All right. Anything else that we need in closing? Anything?
Well, right now we are collecting gently worn or used winter clothes, like jackets and stuff like that. So if you'd like to bring them down to the Salvation Army and drop them off, or the Northwest Savings Bank is collecting them also. And it's called Operation Overcoat, and they've been collecting them from September 26th. They'll be collecting them until the 21st of November. So if you'd like to drop them off there or at our building, a lot of people come in the door and maybe they just need a jacket. So our doors always, if the light's on and the door is open, I always say, just come on in, and we'll try to help you, as best as possible. So there's a lot of people that just peek in and there's jackets there available. They can come in and grab a jacket and a warm smile and kind of see everybody.
Sure.
So,
And then I did mention briefly, we have out at Walmart, you'll see the two large trees when you walk in the door. And there's little tags on those. If you look at those tags and you pick one, it'll have information. It'll say boy or girl, and it'll have their age, their clothing and shoe sizes, and a list of some toys that they might like. So when you pick one of those, if you purchase those things and then return it to the customer service desk at Walmart or even bring it into our location, those items then go to a child. Well, it goes to their parents, and then their parents can give it to them for Christmas, because some of the families here in Elk County can't really afford to, provide a nice Christmas for their children. So if you see those trees and you wonder, what is that? That's what that is. You just pick a tag, and then, you buy those things to help a family have a better Christmas.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for joining us today on Talk of the Town, and thank you for all that you do helping out Elk County.
Yeah, thank you for having us and allowing us to share back what we do so people know where their money actually goes. So thank you for having us.